Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley from Inside Carolina with you to continue our refrain from yesterday about UNC football strength and conditioning coach Brian Hess. I asked Jason Staples what this staff is doing to maybe mitigate some of the injury factors that have befallen North Carolina football the last two seasons.
Yeah, I actually specifically asked Hess about this, about how he would handle in season and what his plan was. And I was really impressed by his answer. He actually basically said, look, if there was something that he was going to hang his hat on as a coach, it was his belief that he had a distinctive and specific way of attacking in-season training. It's not the way that I've seen anybody else do it, but I really like, in theory, the way that that works. He's going to have guys on two-week cycles that are basically designed to make sure that nothing gets overly fatigued during the season while you're still able to stay under load. The prior staff, by the way, you saw guys taking almost maximal weight during season in terms of their legs on different lifts, which, you know what that does? That makes your legs tired. And that's going to make a difference in terms of whether or not, you know, you make that one plant and your knee is just a little tired because you went real heavy on squats earlier that week. That's not good. What he's getting these guys to do is they'll use chains, for example, where the load at the bottom is going to be 100 pounds less than the load at the top. So you're still under the weight. So you're not losing weight during season. You're not losing much strength. And you're able to work on explosiveness and maintain some of that without just grinding guys into bits. And that's something that, again, was kind of a refrain with this staff of, look, we're not going to approach things the way that, you know, you did in, you know, the 80s and 70s and so on. I mean, Phil Longo talked about that. He's like, look, when you get into the modern game, these athletes are so big and so fast that the main thing is if you grind them up, they're going to end up killing each other and you're not going to have a team by November. You're not going to win any games by late in the season. Your team's going to tank. He's like, so we're going to do this so that we're peaking at the end of the year. This is state of the art science.
It's fascinating to see what goes into getting a football team ready for the fall Carolina spring game tomorrow in Kenan Stadium at 5 p.m. Matt Brown needs you there.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.